local sports.
What a fitting song to hear before our postseason softball coverage. Live from Gary Creisman Field in Boone, welcome to our CB Sports Network coverage of 4A regional softball. Tonight, the Carroll Tigers are on the road to face the Boone Toreadors for a third time this season. The winner advances to Saturday's Region 6 semifinal at Sergeant Bluff Luton. And you're listening to the Mackey Motors pregame show on Kick 106.7. Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 17 years running together. Let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. Good afternoon. Thanks so much for joining me. I am Nick Brinks in Boone. They moved this game up a couple of days ago to 5 o'clock today, not because of weather. We should have a fantastic night weather-wise after washouts last night, but the lights aren't working right now. So we're playing this one to make sure we can get it in full daylight with a 5 o'clock start tonight. Carroll finished up the regular season with a 4-26 record, a one-win season 1 year ago, up to four this year, showing progress. They did go 0-16 in the Raccoon River Conference. They've dropped their last five, including Monday's regular season finale. It was a tough one, falling 26-0 in four innings to number one ranked ADM. On the other side, Boone enters regional play 14-15 overall with a 4-12 conference record. They wrapped up the regular season with a close 5-4 loss to sixth-ranked Winterset on Monday, but they had the Huskies on the ropes late, leading 4-2 after six and then giving up three in the top of the seventh and falling by one. Boone swept Carroll in a June 22nd doubleheader here in Boone, 10-2 and 10-1. Their other conference wins were over Winterset in a split and Gilbert in a split earlier this season. Let's take a look at the 22nd when these two teams played. It was a doubleheader that night. Boone got the combined win, 20-3 on the evening, and here were some of the stars for the teams. Bailey Bowman had a nice night. She picked up three hits in the doubleheader, going 3-for-5. Talia Hahn, she went 2-for-5 with a run, and Tenley Schrader, she was 1-for-3 with a pair of RBIs and a walk. On the other side, Brooke Weisbrode, a junior for Boone, she went 4-for-6, three runs, three RBIs. She hit a homer in one of the games. And Claire Hardinger, 4-for-6, a couple runs, a couple RBIs, and a triple for her in that doubleheader victory, 10-2 and 10-1 over the Tigers just over 2 weeks ago. Coming up next, we'll preview all of tonight's CB Sports Network softball broadcast. We've got three for you tonight on our three stations, and check out our starting lineups. That's coming up shortly. This 4A Region 6 opener between Carroll and Boone is coming up next. This is the Mackey Motors pregame show on Kick 106.7, live from Boone.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
When it comes to construction, trust the team that does it right the first time. Jared Schoen Construction brings over 30 years of experience to every project, from new home construction and additions to roofs, decks, seamless gutters, and more. At Jared Schoen Construction, attention to detail isn't just important, it's a foundation of everything they do. Every project is kept clean, maintained, and completed with quality craftsmanship you can count on. For construction done right, call Jared Schoen Construction today at 712-830-5110.
I'm Jamie North with Custom Technology Solutions, the largest IT company in Carroll, supporting over 200 customers. Cyber threats are real, and most businesses never see them coming until it's too late. We'll keep your data secure and your systems running with our Managed IT Services subscription. Call CTS at 877-287-1007 for your free consultation today, or visit us on the web at carrollitsupport.com.
Carroll Glass is proud to support our local athletes and teams. As your local glass shop, Carroll Glass specializes in commercial and residential glass services. Whether it's residential or commercial glass replacement, commercial door repair, custom glass shower enclosures, or larger commercial projects, their experienced team delivers quality workmanship you can count on. Stop by Carroll Glass at 229 North Main Street in Carroll.
Mackey Motors pregame show continues on Kick 106.7. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. Our head coaches for tonight's softball matchup are meeting at home plate. Riley Ludwig, second-year coach for the Tigers, alongside Lindsey Hyman of Boone, chatting with our umpires tonight. I'm in the Motor Inn broadcast booth tonight. Check out Motor Inn of Carroll for their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles with friendly service and great financing options. Motor Inn of Carroll, together let's drive. Over on KCIM tonight, 7 o'clock start, pregame around 6:45. We have 3A softball. Kemper's on the road at Van Meter tonight. Jeff Blankman with the broadcast there. And on 93.7 KKRL, we'll try it again tonight. I made the drive to Galva last night for a 2A Region 5 softball game between ESAC and Ridgeview. It rained from about 5:15 to 6:15. They got the field looking good. However, during the storm, as it moved through, it knocked power out to Galva, and it did not come back until after they decided, we can't play this one without lights tonight. Let's try again tomorrow. So Mason Nealand made the trip to Ridgeview, and he'll have that 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock first pitch, ESAC softball tonight on 93.7 KKRL. And here on Kick 106.7, I'll bring you this Carroll Boone matchup. Third meeting between these teams this year. Boone's won the last eight, dating back to 2023. Carroll picked up a sweep in 2022. 15-5 and 8-7 have not won since. Haven't had a whole lot of success against Boone over the years. Carroll with just six wins since 2010 versus 30 wins for Boone. They're looking to play spoiler tonight. Playing a team for the third time, 10-2, 10-1 wins for Boone back on the 22nd of June. Carroll with four wins this year after a one-win season last year. They're hoping tonight can be their night to play spoiler here in Boone. Let's take a look at your starting lineups tonight. Carroll comes in 4-26. Bailey Bowman, the junior catcher, she'll lead things off, followed by sophomore third baseman Audrey Hedrick. Trinley Hahn is an eighth grader playing in right field, batting third. Batting fourth, Emma Danner, a senior. She'll play first. Talia Hahn, the senior shortstop, batting fifth. Batting sixth, freshman second baseman Kylie Bellinghausen. Pitching tonight in the seventh slot, junior Kyra Hosenfelt. Kyla Owens, sophomore center fielder, batting eighth. And the left fielder is Taylin Tassel, an eighth grader, batting in the ninth slot. And for the Boone Toreadors, let's go around the diamond for them tonight. Tenley Williams, an eighth grader, getting the start. Hallie Bailey, a junior, she'll catch. First, second, third, and short, Brooke Weisbrod, Ava Landis, Haley Bingham, and Claire Hardinger. And in the outfield from left to right, Kaylee Cool, Abigail Liu, and Harper Keel. I'll give you their batting lineup when we see them batting in the bottom of the first inning. Carroll will bat first on the road tonight as you've been listening to the Mackey Motors pregame show. Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 17 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. First pitch is next. 5 o'clock first pitch, straight ahead. You're listening to Kick 106.7.
At Home Care Options, we know care doesn't just happen. It's a commitment. Right here in Carroll, our families, clients, and caregivers have built a community rooted in respect, dignity, and compassion. Thanks to your unwavering support, we're able to offer personalized home care, all delivered with the quality and kindness our clients deserve. To every neighbor who's trusted us with your loved ones, to every team member who shows up with heart, thank you. Your support makes an incredible impact on lives, and we don't take that for granted. Home Care Options, family caring for families.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two loop technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayford.com.
Beat the summer heat and make your July extraordinary with the Market on 30. Fire up the grill for sizzling summer feast. We have all the grilling essentials you need, from premium cuts of meat to an assortment of marinades, rubs, and sauces. When the temperature rises, there's nothing better than a cool, refreshing treat. We have many of your frozen favorites. And fill your pantry with the best summer snacking staples, perfect for lazy afternoons or impromptu gatherings. Stock up at the Market on 30 and keep the summer vibes going strong in the BP Plaza.
Moments away from getting this 4A Region 6 first round matchup underway between the Carroll Tigers and the Boone Toreadors. We are live from Gary Creisman Field tonight. The Boone Toreadors, they come in 14 and 15 on the year, four conference wins this year. Carroll, four overall wins, 26 losses, 0-16 in the Raccoon River Conference. And again, our head coaches for the matchup, Riley Ludwig for the Tigers, Lindsey Hyman for the Boone Toreadors. Moments before first pitch, let's check out your weather for tonight here in Boone. Partly cloudy and 81. We'll see a mix of clouds and sun tonight. The field is in full shade right now. Plenty of cloud cover, but still plenty of blue skies mixed in. So we'll see the sun coming and going as the next hour and a half to 2 hours move by here in Boone. Mason Nealand, he's on the drive to Galva right now. He's got East Sac softball at 7 o'clock on KKRL. Jeff Lankman's on his way to Van Meter for Kemper softball right now on KCIM. Wouldn't be surprised if they're tuning in on their CB Sports Network app right now to help them on their drive with some road trip entertainment listening to me. How fun. I'm Nick Brinks. Good to have you in the Motor Inn broadcast booth. The first pitch on the way to Bailey Bowman. And it'll be a check swing, but a strike nonetheless. Just underway at 5 o'clock on the dot. Pitching tonight, it'll be Tenley Williams. She is an eighth grader. I'll give you her numbers in a moment as Bailey Bowman sends this one on a rocket ship to left field. Not far from the fence. Unfortunately for her, junior Kaylee Keel is there to make the play and the catch for out number one. Audrey Hedrick is up next, the sophomore third baseman playing in the second slot here. Williams in the circle, a 4-3 record this season. She's making her seventh start of the year, has an ERA of 5.69 in 39 innings pitched, 54 hits, 40 runs allowed, 32 earned, and the first pitch is in the dirt. 13 strikeouts, 22 walks, two hit batters this season for Tenley Williams. Of their three pitchers that have pitched any this year, she's got 39 innings. The other two, Kaylee Keel and Brooke Weisbrode, at 45 and 81. So they are giving the eighth grader the nod, as the other two pitchers each have more starts than her. Couple pitches in, a 1-1 ground ball off to third, scooped up by the second baseman. Not third, second. Ava Landis there to scoop it, toss it to Weisbrode at first, and that is a quick 4-3 put out, two up, two down, a fly out, and a ground out for the Carroll Tigers. Audrey Hedrick back to the dugout. Trinley Hahn is up next, the eighth grader out in right field, hitting four hits this year, batting right at 098. Looking for hit number five, and she'll face Tenley Williams. In the meeting back on June 22nd, Tenley Williams played one of those two games, giving up three hits in her game, one run. It wasn't earned, and one walk. She went five innings, and there was, by my count, I didn't see any strikeouts on the night. I'll have to double-check if I missed that or if there actually were no strikeouts. No, there weren't. So we are early in the going here with two outs for the Carroll Tigers, a 2-0 count. Pitch finds the zone this time, and Trin Lee Hahn has a 2-1 count. You're listening to Kick 106.7, KIKD Lake City Carroll. We're just underway. Top of the first, a no-score affair so far. And a swinging strike two from the eighth grader, Trin Lee Hahn. The Tigers have two eighth graders in their starting lineup. Hahn in the three slot and Taylen Tassel in the nine slot. Two outs, nobody on, two balls, two strikes, and the pitch from Williams misses low and in. Hahn takes a full count. We get our first payoff pitch of the night coming from the eighth grader. Tenley Williams facing an eighth grader, Trin Lee Hahn. Tenley has split her time between pitcher and first this year, and the payoff is on the way. That is on the high side. That is a walk for Hahn, and she's in on base with her 23rd walk against Williams this year, and it'll be her 11th herself for Hahn. One on now with two away. Emma Danner batting, the senior first baseman, as she and Kyra Hosenfelt have done the bulk of the pitching this year. Hosenfelt getting the start in the circle. And this is off the left outer knee area. She's got a little bit of a grimace going as she heads to first. A walk and a hit by pitch for the first two base runners of the night for the Tigers. First two batters flew out or grounded out as she walks this one off, chatting with one of the Carroll assistants. And Talia Hahn is up next. The senior shortstop steps in with a couple outs and a couple on. Hahn, a good one here in the five slot to have up for the Tigers. She's batting 386 this year with 32 hits, a team high in hits, a team high for RBIs as well with 12. And she's got a few extra base hits as well. Three doubles and a triple. One of those here could put one or two runs on the board. Talia Hahn will get to face Williams, and the pitch is coming, and that is chopped toward the foul fence behind home plate. And it's a quick 0-1 count for Talia Hahn. Trin Lee Hahn is at second. Emma Danner is at first. Both on with two outs. Hahn took a walk. Danner hit by a pitch on the first toss in from Williams. And we'll see what Talia Hahn can do with an 0-1 count. Two away. And the pitch coming. Popped away. Out of play. No balls and two strikes. With two outs. Williams with the lead here. Looking for her 14th strikeout of the season. 0-2. Grounder to shortstop. The throw to first is going to be on the money. And that 6-3 putout will end the threat. The Tigers got a couple base runners with two outs, but will leave them both stranded. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two left on. They get through five batters, and the Boone Toreadors bat next in this 4A Region 6 first-round matchup. Winner heads to Sergeant Bluff to take on the Warriors of SBL. That's coming up on Saturday night.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
They've got a pair of base runners on, one with a walk, one hit by pitch. Both left stranded, though, and we go to the bottom of the first inning. Here are your Boone Toreador starters tonight. Claire Hardinger, Haley Bingham, Brooke Weisbrod, 1-2-3. The 4-5-6 hitters, Hallie Bailey, Kaylee Keel, and Olivia Garber. Garber the DP. Harper Keel bats seventh, followed by Tenley Williams and Abigail Liu. Claire Hardinger, the sophomore shortstop, hitting .433 this year. And she'll send this one for a ride, foul ball left field along the foul line. 39 hits for Hardinger this year, 25 runs, 13 RBI. She's got 11 extra base hits in those 39 hits for this season, including a home run and seven doubles. And in 90 at-bats, she's been struck out just seven times. Leads the team in batting average at .433, runs, hits, and triples, team highs in those categories. Here's the 0-1 count from Kyra Hosenfeld, the junior in the circle for the Tigers. A ground ball to third, and the throw to first is high to Emma Danner. And I'm not going to say that I agree with that one. They are going to say that throw did not get there in time. I thought that was not necessarily obvious, but I thought that was a fairly sure play to first. Instead, they will let Hardinger stay on. We'll give it an error, I suppose. And Haley Bingham, the sophomore, will bat here in the two slot as this pitch from Kyra Hosenfeld rolls in for a ball. Hosenfeld pitching, Bailey Bowman catching. Emma Danner is at first, Kylie Bellinghausen at second, Audrey Hedrick at third, and Talia Hahn is the shortstop. Taylen Tassel, Kyla Owen, Trinley Hahn in the outfield. Showing bunt, knocks it down in front of home plate. Bailey Bowman's throw to first off the glove of Emma Danner. I don't think they were going to get there in time anyway, but that'll allow her to get to second. Bingham will on the sacrifice bunt turned single, and then on the error they are going to get a run in for the Toreadors to take a 1-0 lead. Claire Hardinger unofficially reaches on an error and then scores on an error too. So she'll come and score an unearned run. Kyra Hosenfeld with three wins this season. Three of their four were from her. She's got an ERA of 9 in 89 innings pitched this year. She's given up 207 hits, 206 runs, 115 earned, striking out 75, walking 17, and hitting six batters. One on at second with Haley Bingham. And it's Brooke Weisbrod batting with a line shot center field. She's got some home runs this year. This one will come up well short of a home run, but it will turn into an RBI double anyway to score Bingham. And Brooke Weisbrod, 7 home runs this year, and now her 11th double of the season. And the first three base runners for Boone, first three batters all on, one with the error, and then a single and a double. Hallie Bailey is up next, the junior catcher, a 2-0 lead for the Toreadors early in the going. They knocked off Carroll a few weeks ago, 10-2 and 10-1 in a doubleheader here at Gary Kreisman Field. Foul ball up and over my head in the motor in broadcast booth toward the Tiger dugout. They're playing out of the first base dugout to my right with Coach Hyman and the Boone Toreadors in the third base dugout. Coach Hyman standing behind third base right now, with a runner at second for the Toreadors, already on top 2-0. Hosenfeld's pitch knocked right back to her, and this throw should be in time to first. 1-3 put out will move the runner to third, though. Bailey goes down, first out of the inning. Brooke Weisbrod, that double, turns into a third base runner now, courtesy of the ground out by Bailey. And now Kaylee Keel, the junior left fielder. Her turn to bat, a .358 hitter this year. And she's got a number of home runs, too. 5 of their 18 this season. 29 hits, 13 runs, 25 RBIs. Pretty tall fence here at Gary Kreisman Field, but I don't think that the outfields are super deep, so they might make up for it a little bit with a taller fence. 2-0 lead, runner at third for the Toreadors, and the pitch in low from Hosenfeld as Weisbrod almost takes off looking to come home. But she's back at third. Hosenfelt checks the pitch and releases. Line shot, double play if they get her. No, they're going to say the line drive caught by Audrey Heydrich. She went to tag the runner Weisbrod as she went to dive in. I think maybe if she stepped on the plate, they might have gotten the out, but went for the tag. Nonetheless, fly out on a line drive to third base for Keel. Heck of a catch for Heydrich. That was a heater right to her. Man, would have been a nice highlight play early in the going for the Tiger defense if she could have come down with that double play. But I guess Weisbrod was able to slide in just low enough and quick enough to get past. Now it's Olivia Garver, a freshman. She is the DP with a 2-0 Boone lead. And she'll take a 1-1 count. Garver this season, a .397 hitter as a freshman with 23 hits, 6 runs, and 7 RBIs. A chance at an RBI here with two outs and Weisbrod at third. Hosenfeld's pitch on its way, and this is a fly ball towards center field to Kyla Owen. But the second baseman, Kylie Bellinghausen, will make the play instead. They almost converged. Bellinghausen calls off the dogs and says, I've got it. Boone takes a 2-0 lead in the first inning. Two runs, two hits, two errors, one left on. Tigers bat 6-7-8. Bellinghausen, Hosenfeld, Owen. When we return, you're listening to Postseason Softball, a 4A Region 6 first-round matchup on Kick 106.7. Live from Gary Creisman Field in Boone.
For 15 years, Brinks Exteriors has been proud to serve our neighbors in helping homes in our community look their best. From windows and doors to roofing, siding, and gutters, Brinks Exteriors does it all, making your home safer, more energy efficient, and a place you're proud to come home to. Now, to celebrate 15 years, we're offering 15% off all windows. Join the many families who've trusted Brinks to care for their homes. Call 712-ROOF-PRO today for your free estimate, because 15 years strong means your home is in good hands.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Motor Inn broadcast booth, we return to Boone. I'm Nick Brinks, Motor Inn of Carroll. Together, let's drive. Winner tonight moves on to Sergeant Bluff Luton on Saturday night, which is also where the Carroll Tiger baseball team's playing tomorrow night. My road trip this week continues as I will head to Sergeant Bluff tomorrow night for the Tiger baseball game. 3A Substate 1 quarterfinal. We'll have that for you on KCIM. As I have been kind of all over the place this week, I went to Galva last night for a game that never happened. Was in Coon Rapids on Tuesday, Glidden on Monday, Boone here tonight, Sergeant Bluff tomorrow, and we'll see where next week brings me as we've got a quick 2-0 count, now a 3-0 count to Kylie Bellinghausen, the second baseman who just made that nice grab for out number three. Toreador's left a runner at third. They do lead 2-0 though. Boone hosting Carroll tonight in this regional first-round matchup with a 3-0 count. She gets the green light, swings away, comes up empty, and the count is 3-1 for Kylie Bellinghausen. Bellinghausen, a .218 hitter this year, looking for hit number, perhaps lucky number 13, but it won't come here. It'll be a foul ball to fill the count. 3-2 for Bellinghausen. 5 runs and 8 RBIs for her this year. Carroll coming off a very tough outing to wrap up the regular season on Monday, falling to the number one team in 4A, ADM, in a conference game with a walk here. Ball four for Bellinghausen. They fell to ADM 26-0. They hosted them, so ADM did a lot of damage in that fourth inning, and Carroll was not able to match them offensively or defensively that night. A 2-0 Boone lead. One on for the Tigers, no outs. Pitcher Kyra Hosenfeld batting now. The righty facing a righty, and the runner will take off for second on a pass ball as Bellinghausen's in safe with a steal. Ball popped out of Hallie Bailey's glove And that gave Bellinghausen, or the coach behind her, the green light. They still almost made the play down to second. But the pass ball gave them just enough wiggle room, and Bellinghausen gets there and beats the throw. Hosenfelt, 1-0 the count. Tenley Williams, an eighth grader in the circle. Pitch coming. Swinging strike two. Nope, just strike one. One ball, one strike for Hosenfelt. She's hitting .352 this year. 25 hits, 9 runs, 7 RBIs. Williams pitch, and the count to 1-2 now. They are quick on the balls and strike calls out on the scoreboard. I am between home plate and the scoreboard, so I watch the pitch and then look at the scoreboard to confirm. And normally they've got it up there before I can even get to it. Nice little shot out toward left field. Puts runners on the corners. She wants two. That's trouble, though. And she will not get there. Kyra Hosenfelt wanted to get her 10th double of the year. Will not pan out. Bellinghausen gets to third. Hosenfelt officially gets the single and is out at second. Bellinghausen stopped at third while they were throwing Hosenfelt out on the way to second. That might have given Bellinghausen an opening to come home, but she'll stay put at third. One away, and a foul ball. Nope, it's going to be fair. A little blooper off toward the third baseman, Haley Bingham, in fair territory. She hauls it in for out number two here. So a couple outs here. They get the leadoff walk, followed by a single from Hosenfelt, but tagged out at second, trying to turn it into a double. Instead, they could have one out with two on at first and third. Taylan Tassel, the eighth grader, playing in left field, batting in the nine slot before Bailey Bowman at the top of the order is due up next. Tassel hoping to get on and maybe drive in a run. There's a swinging strike. Counts 1-1 now with two outs. Bellinghausen's at third right now. Tassel this season has one RBI, 12 hits, 6 runs, hitting .324. She would love a second RBI here. And she's going to get it. Line drive to center field. RBI single for Taylan Tassel. Tigers are on the board in the top of the second inning. Bellinghausen scores, and the Tigers are down 2-1 on the board for the first time tonight. Bailey Bowman, after Tassel's second RBI of the season. Back to the top now. Bailey Bowman with two outs. Bowman batting. Tassel is at first. And Bowman fouls one away toward the on-deck circle and to first base. Bowman batting .392 this year with 29 hits, 7 runs. 12 runs, 7 for RBIs. She does have 7 doubles this year. And Bowman has an 0-1 count. Williams just gave up a couple hits here in the inning. And Bowman knocks one down in front of home plate. They're going to wave it off, call it a foul. Count is 0-2. I think it hit her in the leg. Bowman flew out to lead off in the first inning with a fly ball to left field. She'll bat here with an 0-2 count with two outs, a runner at first. Tigers have scored their first run of the game. It came just a moment ago on an RBI single from Taylan Tassel to score Kylie Bellinghausen. On the 0-2, pitch misses inside. One ball, two strikes for Bowman. Back on June 22nd in a doubleheader against Boone, Carroll fell 10-2 and 10-1. Bowman did pick up 3 hits on the night. In those two games combined, 5 at-bats for her. And she'll take the 1-2 from Williams. Ground ball to second. And a routine play made there. Ava Landis finds Brooke Weisbrod. And that 4-3 ground out from Bailey Bowman will end the inning. But not until the Tigers get one on the board. One run, 2 hits, no errors, and 1 left on. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's a 2-1 Boone lead. Carroll softball continues next in this 4A Region 6 first round game on Kick 106.7.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt & Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt & Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Clock starts tonight for the Carroll Tigers because Gary Craseman Field here in Boone has lights that don't currently work. They stopped working a little while back, and they've not been able to get them up and running again. So we've started this one at 5 o'clock tonight. Boone with a 2-1 lead. Bottom of the second about to begin. Kyra Hosenfelt in the circle for the Carroll Tigers. They're in black uniforms on this hot and steamy Thursday. Temps in the low 80s, really not too bad, though, all things considered. Boone in green tops, white pants, red sleeves, Boone in red cursive text on the chest, red numbers. And batting here to lead things off, Harper Keel, an eighth grader. One of a pair of eighth graders in the starting lineup for the Toreadors in the 7 and 8 slots. Keel and Williams, the pitcher, followed by sophomore Abigail Liu. Ground ball. Drifts past second base, rolls to the outfield. Kyla Owen fields it. Harper Keel has Boone's third hit of the night on a single. Grounded to center field, and Tenley Williams is up next. She'll bat for the first time. Bingham, Weisbrod, and Keel all with hits tonight for the Toreadors. They've got a 2-1 lead. They scored a couple in the first. Carroll just scored one here in the second. And now Tenley Williams, we've seen her pitching a couple innings. We'll see what she can do as a batter. 3-0-2 hitter, 13 hits. Four runs, eight RBIs. She's got a home run this year. And the righty takes a strike. Throw to second. Pickoff will come up short. And Keel is on with a steal. They'll have their first of the night. Tenley Williams. Liu. And then Claire Hardinger. Three batters we're expecting to see here in the bottom of the second inning of a 2-1 Boone lead. Carroll on the road tonight for this 4A Region 6 first round matchup. Check swing, ball one to pair it with a strike for Williams from Hosenfelt. Two runs in the first inning given up by Hosenfelt. One was earned. Three hits allowed. No strikeouts or walks. One ball, one strike. Hosenfelt checks the play sheet on her wrist. And the pitch is in. Fly ball. Right field. Trinley Hahn is there. And checking up at second, will not get to third, is Keel. Williams with the fly ball to right field, out number one. And it's now Abigail Liu, the sophomore center fielder. She'll bat here at the bottom of the lineup. 2-1 Boone lead. Toreadors batting in the bottom of the second. One out. One at second right now with Harper Keel, a leadoff single and then a steal. Showing bunt. And thought about a throw down to third. Bowman keeps the runner at bay, though. Keel back at second. And back to Liu. Against Carroll a few weeks ago in a doubleheader. Two Boone wins. Liu went 3-for-4 with a couple runs on the night total. 0-1 count. Liu knocks down a bunt, and it spins behind home plate for a foul. 0-2 count, one out for the Toreadors. They come in having dropped their regular season finale on Monday at home to Winterset 5-4. They led that one going to the top of the seventh against the sixth-ranked Huskies 4-2. Gave up three in the top of the seventh and couldn't answer back in the bottom. Kind of a heartbreaker there for the Toreadors playing well on Monday. They knocked off Perry on July 2nd, 14-1. That was last Thursday. And then before that, they fell to Bondurant-Farrar 9-7 and beat Nevada 12-1. One ball, two strikes, the last four there for the Toreadors as Hosenfelt gets ready to toss in the 1-2. At the knees, ball two, counts evened up. Tigers have dropped their last five. Really tough one on Monday, facing the number one team in 4A, ADM. And the ADM Tigers got the best of the Carroll Tigers, 26-0 that night. Losses to Gilbert, Kemper, and Carlisle as well since June 29th. We've got a full count now for Abigail Liu, batting 184 this year with 7 hits, 10 runs, and 3 RBIs. One of her 7 hits was a triple, and she'll get ready for a full count. Payoff pitch coming from the junior, Kyra Hosenfeld. Pitch on the way. It's in the dirt. Gets past the catcher as it rolls in. And runner at second will advance. And then Liu with the walk will take off for second while they are working on getting that one fielded and keeping Keel at bay. She took off hoping they'd maybe try to pick her off and give Keel the light to come home. But there are two in scoring position now for the Toreadors. They've got a 2-1 lead in the bottom of the second inning. Hosenfeld looks to the first base dugout. Now checks down at the play sheet. Has the pitch call in. And now she'll get ready to face Claire Hardinger for the second time, who reached on an error in the first inning. She grounded over to third. Throw to first, from my vantage point, looked like it was in time. I thought it was an out, but they said she was on, so I marked it down as an error. Timing must not have been perfect on it. 2-1 the count. And Hardinger will take the 0-1 pitch. And that'll be a ground ball fouled toward the Boone on deck circle in the third base dugout. 0-2 count for Hardinger. Hosenfeld looking for her first strikeout of the ball game. 75 on the year. She's making her 20th start of the season. Her ERA is just under 9. There's one out right now for Boone. 0-2 count, 2-1 lead Toreadors. Bottom of the second inning. We're here in the Motor Inn broadcast booth with the 0-2 pitch. Ground ball to third. Knocked off the shoe of Hedrick. And it will go down as an RBI single, I believe, but they're going to get her out at second. And now the throw home. We'll score another run. 2 runs on the play. Hardinger gets the RBI single as she grounded it right to the shoe of Hedrick. That scores Keel. And then Liu also comes in and scores as they were throwing Hardinger out at second. So a couple runs in, 2 outs now for the Toreadors. A single and a run for Haley Bingham in the first inning. She'll bat for the second time tonight. A 3-run lead for the Toreadors. They've scored 2 in each inning so far. Bottom of the second. And a strike from Hosenfeld to Bingham. Hosenfeld pitching. Bailey Bowman's behind home plate. Emma Danner is at first. Kylie Bellinghausen second. Audrey Hedrick is at third. Talia Hahn, shortstop. Taylan Tassel in the outfield, left to right. Kyla Owen and Trinley Hahn center and right. 0-1 rolls in. Ball 2. Nobody on right now for the Toreadors. So no huge rush to scoop up that loose ball. And they'll get back to Bingham here. A 240 hitter batting in the 2 slot. 18 hits, 24 runs, 11 RBI. She's got 3 home runs on the year. Second only to Kaylee Keel. Who will bat in the 5 slot. 1 ball, 2 strikes with 2 outs. Nobody on for the Toreadors. They've picked up a pair of hits here in the inning. And had an RBI single in there as well from Claire Hardinger. A pitch upstairs. And the count is now 2-2. You're listening to Kick 106.7. I'm Nick Brinks in the Motor Inn broadcast booth in Boone tonight. I've got Carroll softball tonight. I will have Carroll baseball tomorrow night as well. Carroll at Sergeant Bluff Luton tomorrow night on KCIM in 3A play. 2-2 ground ball picked up nicely by Hedrick. And the throw to first with several steps to spare. Emma Danner hauls it in, and that 5-3 putout will end the inning. 2 runs on 2 hits, no errors, nobody left on for the Toreadors, and they have a 4-1 lead over your Carroll Tigers as we go to the 2, 3, 4 hitters in the top of the third for the Tigers. Hedrick, Trinley Hahn, and Danner. You're listening to Kick 106.7. We return after this.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
When it comes to construction, trust the team that does it right the first time. Jared Schoen Construction brings over 30 years of experience to every project, from new home construction and additions to roofs, decks, seamless gutters, and more. At Jared Schoen Construction, attention to detail isn't just important, it's a foundation of everything they do. Every project is kept clean, maintained, and completed with quality craftsmanship you can count on. For construction done right, call Jared Schoen Construction today at 712-830-5110.
Grounded out to second in the first inning. She swings at the first pitch. 0-1 the count, just underway here in the third on Kick 106.7 with Trinley Hahn on deck. Fouled away into the net behind home plate in front of the press box. I am out next to the first base dugout tonight, my home in the Motor Inn broadcast booth for this late afternoon postseason showdown in Boone. Motor Inn of Carroll, together let's drive. Tenley Williams in the circle, an eighth grader for Boone. And her pitch is on the way. The 0-2 just misses for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Williams, one of three pitchers for Boone this year. She's got the least innings pitched of all of them and the highest ERA. She came in at 5.74. The others in the 4-4.5 ballpark. Fouled away, caught at home plate. Popped into the air by Hedrick, caught by Hallie Bailey. And that'll be out number one to lead things off here in the third for the Tigers. Trinley Hahn is next. A walk in the first, left stranded at second. Emma Danner moves to the on-deck circle now for the Tigers. Trinley Hahn with four hits and eight runs on the season. She's quick, though, when she's on, with 13 steals this year. Has not been picked off. And she grounds one right to first, and Brooke Weisbrod is able to take a few steps to her left and put her toe on the bag. As Hahn grounds out to first.
Emma Danner
next, the senior first baseman. A quick two-up, two-down inning for the Tigers. Back in the first inning, first two batters went up and down, followed by a walk and a hit. We'll see if the Tigers can follow that path and get somebody on here. Pop up toward the pitcher. Won't happen this time, though. Williams makes the catch in the circle, and the Tigers get through three batters, and that's it. In the top of the third, they trail Boone 4-1. You're listening to Carroll Postseason Softball on Kick 106.7. We return to the Motor Inn broadcast booth next.
I'm Jamie North with Custom Technology Solutions, the largest IT company in Carroll, supporting over 200 customers. Cyber threats are real, and most businesses never see them coming until it's too late. We'll keep your data secure and your systems running with our Managed IT Services subscription. Call CTS at 877-287-1007 for your free consultation today, or visit us on the web at carrollitsupport.com.
Carroll Glass is proud to support our local athletes and teams. As your local glass shop, Carroll Glass specializes in commercial and residential glass services. Whether it's residential or commercial glass replacement, commercial door repair, custom glass shower enclosures, or larger commercial projects, their experienced team delivers quality workmanship you can count on. Stop by Carroll Glass at 229 North Main Street in Carroll.
Joining me tonight on Kick 106.7, we're live in Boone in the Motor Inn broadcast booth. If you are looking for a great deal on your next vehicle, stop by Motor Inn of Carroll and check out their huge selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Friendly service, great financing options, and a team ready to help you find the perfect ride. Motor Inn of Carroll, together let's drive. Kyra Hosenfelt, a junior for the Carroll Tigers, in the circle. First pitch on the way to Brooke Weisbrod, an RBI double in the first inning for her. She takes ball one. Weisbrod with a team-high 7 home runs this year. Hosenfelt sends in the 1-0. That misses high for ball two. Weisbrod followed by Hallie Bailey and Kaylee Keel, junior here in the third inning. 3-4-5 hitters for the Toreadors. Weisbrod, a 420 batter, leads the team in homers, RBIs, total bases, doubles, and OPS. Ground ball to Hedrick at third, and the throw to first on the money. Audrey Hedrick has been busy tonight. She has scooped a lot of ground balls over there. And Weisbrod goes down on the 5-3 putout. Hallie Bailey next. Grounded out to the pitcher in the first inning. And the junior catcher with 32 hits on the year, batting 360, 20 runs, 20 RBIs, 9 extra base hits, including 7 doubles and 2 triples. Pitch from Hosenfelt to her. Another ground ball fielded cleanly. And she only gets halfway to first before Hedrick has that ball in Emma Danner's glove. That was quick. A bang-bang play fielding. And they had all day before Bailey got there to first. Back-to-back ground outs to third. And that'll bring us to Kaylee Keel, a junior left fielder. She lined out to third in the first inning. Carroll almost got a double play on that one, but the runner was able to slide back in as Hedrick caught a liner on a rope to third. And a looking strike for Keel here in the third inning. A two-up, two-down inning for the Toreadors as they look for their 15th win of the year, one that would move them to the regional semifinal at Sergeant Bluff Luton on Saturday night. A 4-1 lead for Boone. They're batting in the bottom of the third here on Kick 106.7. Two runs in the first, two runs in the second for the Toreadors. Carroll with one run coming in the second inning. One ball, one strike, two outs. Nobody on for the Toreadors. In those green jerseys, white pants, chopper to third. Two hops. Hedrick throws and finds Danner again. Three ground outs to third. Hedrick and Danner were busy here in the third inning as the Toreadors go three up, three down. You're listening to Kick 106.7, and our Carroll softball coverage continues from Gary Creisman Field after this. 4-1 Toreadors. Fourth inning next.
At Home Care Options, we know care doesn't just happen. It's a commitment. Right here in Carroll, our families, clients, and caregivers have built a community rooted in respect, dignity, and compassion. Thanks to your unwavering support, we're able to offer personalized home care, all delivered with the quality and kindness our clients deserve. To every neighbor who's trusted us with your loved ones, to every team member who shows up with heart, thank you. Your support makes an incredible impact on lives, and we don't take that for granted. Home Care Options, family caring for families.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two loop technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayforward.com.
Back in the Motor Inn broadcast booth, we are underway in the top of the fourth inning. 40 minutes into this one, we got started right at 5 o'clock on the nose. 4-1 Boone. Two runs in the first, two runs in the second. Carroll with a run in the second and a foul ball here in the fourth. As Talia Hahn leads things off, she grounded out for out number three in the first inning over to shortstop. As she bats here with Kylie Bellinghausen and Kyra Hosenfelt due up as well. Hahn, a .381 hitter this year, 32 hits, 7 runs, 12 RBIs. Carroll down by three, pitch on the high side, and the count is 1-2 from Tenley Williams. Williams, an eighth grader, ERA at 5.5 this season. 13 strikeouts, 24 walks. No strikeouts tonight, two walks, one hit batter, two hits allowed, one earned run. Another foul ball, this time to the third baseline toward the Toreador dugout and third base where Coach Riley Ludwig is standing. Now the count is 1-2. No outs, just underway here in the fourth inning, 4-1. Boone over Carroll, with tonight's winner moving on to the regional semifinal at Sergeant Bluff Luton on Saturday, a 7 o'clock game. Regional final is Tuesday, And the state tournament gets underway on the 20th. A swinging strike three. First strikeout for Williams tonight. And it's Talia Hahn back to the dugout. Kylie Bellinghausen next. She's got Carroll's lone run of the night after walking in the second inning and then an RBI single from Taylan Tassel, driving her home from third. Bellinghausen, the freshman second baseman, batting 218 this year. That was her sixth run this season. She's got 12 hits, eight RBIs, and she'll take the first pitch to the inside, below the knees. 1-0 the count, one out. Bellinghausen went 1-for-4 against Boone in a doubleheader earlier this season. Just a single for her on the night. Bellinghausen, with five doubles this year, swings for strike one. No triples or home runs for the freshman, but a nice freshman campaign. Had a nice catch earlier at second base as well. The 1-1 on the way, near the helmet, well upstairs. Count to 2-1. We've got two other games coming up at 7 o'clock tonight over on KCIM. Kemper softball at Van Meter with Jeff Blankman. And on KKRL, ESAC is at Ridgeview. And that's a strike to even things up 2-2 across the plate, looking to Bellinghausen. Mason Nealand up in Galva tonight for that ESAC game. I made that drive last night. Sat through some rain, some thunder and lightning, and a power outage. And the power never came back on. So they had to postpone to today. If they win, or if Ridgeview wins, the winner of that game will host Westwood, as Pocahontas was the top seed in that particular semifinal bracket there, and they got upset yesterday by Westwood. Ground ball to right field, single for Bellinghausen. She'll beat the throw by a step or two. Keel almost got it to Weisbrod, but it won't be in time, and Bellinghausen has Carroll's third hit of the night and her 13th of the season. Kyra Hosenfelt picked up Carroll's first hit of the night. That came in the first, her first time through, second inning. Had a runner on with a walk. She tried to turn a single into a double and was tagged out, sliding into second. And she'll take a strike at the belt for strike one. No balls, one strike for Hosenfelt. Bellinghausen with her left foot on first base. One out, a strikeout for Honda to lead things off. Hosenfelt fouls this one up and toward the light post directly behind home plate. That doesn't work, which is why we're here at 5 o'clock. The lights aren't working here at the Boone softball field, named after Gary Kreisman. No balls, two strikes to Hosenfelt, and there's a swinging strike three. So no strikeouts through two innings. Williams gets two of the first three batters on swinging strike threes. Kyla Owen next with two outs, one on at first. Sophomore center fielder batting 0-for-1 tonight. She flew out to third base earlier. Haley Bingham had her number there. Bingham plays up a little bit, facing the lefty Owen. Hitting 191 this year. 13 hits, 6 runs, 4 RBIs. A pair of doubles and a pair of triples for her on the season. Took pitch one for a ball, fouls the second pitch away, and the count evens up one apiece. Tigers trail this one 4-1. We're in the top of the fourth inning, and you're listening to Carroll Tiger Softball on Kick 106.7. 45 minutes into this one, Carroll looking for an upset tonight. Swinging strike three, nope, strike two. It was 1-1. But Williams has struck out two batters here in the inning. Walked a couple and hit one in the first three innings. Here's the 1-2. That's upstairs. Hosenfelt struck out a moment ago. Owen here takes the ball. 2-2 the count. Bellinghausen is on at first with a single. And Hahn, the other out to Leah Hahn, struck out. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Pitch from Williams. It was low. It swung on by Owen. That's out number three. Williams, no strikeouts through three. She gets three in the fourth. Split by a Bellinghausen single for the Tigers, their third hit of the night, but they will leave a runner stranded. We are through 3.5 innings. Bottom of the fourth is next. It's a 4-1 lead for the Boone Toreadors, and your Carroll Tigers will play defense when we come back on Kick 106.7.
Beat the summer heat and make your July extraordinary with the Market on 30. Fire up the grill for sizzling summer feasts. We have all the grilling essentials you need, from premium cuts of meat to an assortment of marinades, rubs, and sauces. When the temperature rises, there's nothing better than a cool, refreshing treat. We have many of your frozen favorites. And fill your pantry with the best summer snacking staples, perfect for lazy afternoons or impromptu gatherings. Stock up at the Market on 30 and keep the summer vibes going strong in the BP Plaza.
Looking for quality auto parts at unbeatable prices? Come to Quant Auto Salvage in Carroll. Since 1948, our family-owned business has been your trusted source for used aftermarket and new parts for your late-model cars, trucks, and SUVs. Need to get rid of an old vehicle, farm equipment, or scrap metal? We buy it all. With 60 acres of inventory and a commitment to quality, we've got what you need. Visit us at 18829 Kitty Hawk Avenue or online at quantautosalvage.com. Quant Auto Salvage. We sell the best and recycle the rest.
Bottom of the fourth inning and a line drive drifting right over the fair line. It will remain fair, and it's a stand-up double for Olivia Garver. The freshman leads things off here on the first pitch of the bottom of the fourth inning. She sends that one for a ride, and that one never got higher than maybe 10 to 12 feet, and it stayed fair the whole time. Courtesy runner coming in to run at second. So Garver gets on with the double, and it'll be Finley Hauser taking over. A freshman coming in to run. She's got 11 runs scored this year and a couple steals. Harper Keel now. She's got one of four Boone hits tonight, a single in the second inning.
Now batting number nine, Harper Keel.
Leadoff double for Garver. Keel batting now, followed by Tenley Williams and Abigail Liu. A 4-1 Boone lead. They get a double to start the inning here, bottom of the fourth. And now the Tigers will try to play catch-up, keeping one runner at bay at second. Finley Hauser, the courtesy runner there. Winner tonight moves on to Saturday night's regional semifinal, and they will take on Sergeant Bluff Luton, just south of Sioux City. Showing bunt moves the runner to third. Pickoff attempt, throw to first in time, rather. So the sacrifice bunt from Keel does its job. They do pick her off, not technically wrong, just maybe not the words I would have preferred to use there. It does move Hauser to third, though, from scoring position to further in scoring position. Keel grounds out on that sacrifice bunt. Now Tenley Williams next with one out and a 4-1 Boone lead. She's a righty facing a righty. Pitch from Hosenfelt. That's at the top of the zone for a strike. Williams flew out to right field for out number one in the second inning. Hosenfelt tonight has given up three earned runs of the four. Four hits, no strikeouts, one walk. We're in the bottom of the fourth with one out for Boone. And a shot towards center field, chasing it back to the wall. It will hit the fence. That'll be a double. She may get three out of it. She will stop at second. It will be an RBI double for the pitcher, Tenley Williams. The eighth grader drives home freshman Finley Hauser. And it's a 5-1 Toreador lead on Carroll here. Another courtesy runner will come in for Williams. And it will be Hadley Gustafson. So back-to-back doubles for the Toreadors on their hits anyway, split by the sacrifice bunt by Harper Keel. Bottom of the order, Abigail Liu with one out. Sophomore center fielder scored their fourth run of the game. That came in the second inning after being walked. And Liu will duck and take this ball upstairs. Runner on at second, one out for Boone. They lead Carroll 5-1, bottom of the fourth inning here on Kick 106.7. Thanks so much for joining me tonight. I'm Nick Brinks in the Motor Inn broadcast booth, Motor Inn of Carroll. Together, let's drive. Kyra Hosenfelt, a junior in the circle, expecting bunt. Defense plays in, throw to third, and then tripping on third base. Would have had a chance to take advantage of that throw to left field, but she stumbled over third base. She'll get the steal, but she won't come around and score like she could have done. It will be Gustafson staying put at third. The throw to Heidrick at third was off the mark from Bowman. But no harm, no foul there. Pitch from Hosenfelt. There's a swinging strike two. Count one and two with one out here to Lou. Beautiful night at the ballpark. 82, mostly cloudy here in Boone. We've picked up a degree since this one started. 5 o'clock start, 52 minutes in. Pitch from Hosenfelt, runner at third. This is in the dirt. And it will hit her on the leg after hitting the dirt. So she's hit by the pitch. And runners are at first and third now. To the top of the order, Claire Hardinger. She'll bat now. 0 for 2 tonight, but has a run and an RBI. She reached on an error, was going to drive in the run anyway. And we'll see what she can do. Her third time through. She check swings. And the throw attempt too. I think that was too short. They were trying to throw down to second, and that allows the runner from third to come home and score. That will be Hadley Gustafson scoring on an error. And the Tigers have given up a couple hits and committed one error here in the inning. A 6-1 lead, two runs in here in the fourth. For the Toreadors, they lead 6-1 now with Claire Hardinger batting. The shortstop for the Toreadors at the top of the order, wearing number 20. Pitch from Hosenfelt. That's belt high. Strike one. 1-1 the count with one out. Runner is at third. And that's Abigail Liu after being hit by a pitch. Hardinger will take the 1-1 from Hosenfelt. That will hop across, but Bowman does a nice job keeping that in front of her. And back to Hardinger for a 2-1 count. Hosenfelt,
you ready, Andre?
With four earned runs given up out of six. Bottom of the fourth, one out. One at third for the Toreadors. 5-run advantage over the Tigers. Hosenfelt's pitch on the way, and that's nicked foul. And a second strike. Two up. On the board for balls, two up on the board for strikes. 2-2, one out. After Hardinger, it'll be Haley Bingham, 1-for-2 with a run scored tonight. She was able to score on one of two Tiger errors in the first inning. The 2-2 on the way, and that is a pop-up right into the glove of Hosenfelt. It lined into her glove. She hardly had to move. Popped up out of the glove, and she had to concentrate to haul it in. She's got a smile on her face as Hardinger lines out to the pitcher. It got there so fast she was not expecting it by any means. And they had a chance at the double play, but her throw to third, she decided to hold it. And with two outs, it'll be Haley Bingham batting. Lou is at third, 6-1 Boone, two outs. First pitch on the way. And that'll be a foul ball to the on-deck circle in front of third. That third base dugout where Brooke Weisbrot is standing on deck. 7 home runs for her this year. Bingham's got 3. Third best on the team. Kaylee Keel's got 5. Weisbrot 7. Bingham 3. And those 3 are all batting here in this 2-6 portion of the lineup. No balls, one strike. Hosenfelt checks the play sheet on her wrist. Right-handed pitch on its way. Ground ball to second. Diving play from Hahn. Won't get there. It'll be an RBI single. Bingham drives home Lou. And that's the 7th run of the game for the Toreadors. And that brings up Brooke Weisbrod. Highest scoring inning now for the Toreadors. 3 runs here in the 4th. A couple in the 1st, a couple in the 2nd. And with this 7-1 lead, the Toreadors will look to add to it. In the 4th inning, they could get to a 10-run lead and cut the night short. Tigers trying to avoid that. 8 runs through 5 would be the magic mark. Here's a pickoff attempt at second, and it will go over the second baseman's head. That'll be an error on the Tigers. Bingham gets all the way over to third. Carroll with a couple errors here in the inning, and unofficially I've got them up to five now, as the Toreadors have six hits and have taken advantage of five Carroll errors. Brooke Weisbrod, a double that drove in a run in the first inning, ground out to third in the third, and she'll send one for a ride to left field. But there's Taylen Tassel, ready to make the play for out number three. A three-run inning for the Toreadors. Three hits, a couple errors, one left on, and we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. You are listening to Kick 106.7. Postseason softball continues next.
Feld Fire of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They chose Feld Fire because of the local and prompt service, 24/7 technician support, and the ability to control their security device from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safer even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Fire of Carroll, proud supporters of our area high school athletes.
For 15 years, Spring Exteriors has been proud to serve our neighbors in helping homes in our community look their best. From windows and doors to roofing, siding, and gutters, Spring Exteriors does it all, making your home safer, more energy efficient, and a place you're proud to come home to. Now, to celebrate 15 years, we're offering 15% off all windows. Join the many families who've trusted Brinks to care for their homes. Call 712-ROOF-PRO today for your free estimate, because 15 years strong means your home is in good hands.
In our postgame show tonight, we will name our Culver's Player of the Game, celebrating 41 years in business and 14 years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. Top of the fifth underway with a looking strike at the bottom of the order for Taylen Tassel, who just caught the last out of the fourth inning. She's got an RBI single tonight in the first at bat. Second inning for her. She was less stranded at first. Low pitch, swinging strike. 0-2 the count for Tassel. 13 hits, 6 runs, 2 RBIs this year. She just picked up that second RBI of the season a few innings ago. At the bottom of the order, she'll take the 0-2 and foul this one off the net and the pole behind home plate. I'm Nick Brinks in the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Motor Inn of Carroll, together let's drive. You're listening to Kick 106.7 KIKD Lake City Carroll. At 7 o'clock tonight, we'll have Kemper softball on KCIM, ESAC softball on KKRL. Our game got started at 5 because the field softball lights, or the softball field lights, aren't working. They've not been working for a while, so they've had to play some early games, or at least tonight. Want to make sure they got this one in no matter what. Earlier in the week, there was a chance of some weather, so they definitely weighed that in when they made that switch, I think, Tuesday. Here's a low pitch, swung, fouled by Tassel. It's a 1-2 count for Tassel. 342 batter this year. All of her hits except for one have been singles. She's got one lone double this year. And Tassel will take the 1-2. There's a swinging strike three. RBI single and a strikeout for her tonight. And it'll be Bailey Bowman at the top of the order. She's 0-2. She's put a couple into play, flew out to left, and grounded out to second tonight. Toreadors have a 7-1 lead. We're in the top of the fifth inning. If Carroll does not score here in the top of the fifth, they will be at the mercy of Boone to not score a couple when we get to the bottom of the inning. Here's a nice little fly ball to shallow right field in front of Harper Keel, and Bowman's got a base hit, her first of the night, and Carroll's fourth. All four have been singles, and Bowman will stay out to run after her 30th hit of the year. 12 runs, 7 RBIs for her this season, and her single to right field puts one on with one out. Audrey Hedrick is up next. She's had a nice night at third base, and she'll take this one belt high for strike one. Two runs for Boone in the first and second innings. Carroll scored one in the top of the second. It was 4-1. Nobody scored in the third. Three runs in the bottom of the fourth for the Toreadors. And that's where we stand right now, 7-1. Nicked foul and strike two for Hedrick. Hitting 281 on the year with 16 hits, 8 runs, and 3 RBIs. She's got a triple and 3 doubles this season. Has done a nice job avoiding strikeouts this year. Just 6 for her this season, but with an 0-2 now. She's hoping to avoid her seventh. Tenley Williams, an eighth grader for Boone, pitching well tonight in her seventh start of the season. Umpire behind home plate came out to have a quick word with Tenley Williams. Not quite sure what that was about. Maybe they swapped softballs. I think that might have been the premise for that. Here's Audrey Hedrick and the 0-2. She nicks this one foul right in front of Hallie Bailey, the junior catcher. Hedrick, a sophomore, one out. Han, an eighth grader. She's in the on-deck circle. And you're listening to Kick 106.7, KIKD Lake City Carroll. I'm in the Motor Inn broadcast booth tonight. Nick Brinks with you from Boone. As Boone leads Carroll 7-1, pitch on the high side. Bowman at first, stays put. 1-2 the count. After Hedrick fouled the last pitch away, then takes this one for a ball. So it's 1-2. Trying to avoid an 0-for-3 start to the night. Bowman was 0-for-2, then singled. Hedrick 0-for-2, pitch on its way, sends one over towards second. Chance at a double play, and I think they do it. They got it. Ground ball to second. And I believe it'll go down as a 6-4-3. I think Hardinger was able to scoop it, step on the bag, and throw it to Weisbrod. Maybe it was Landis. Might have been the 4-3 step on the bag, throw to first variety. So they get a single in the inning from Bailey Bowman, but nobody will be left on, and it'll be a 7-1 deficit for the Tigers as we go to the bottom of the fifth. Boone with a chance to score two and end this one in the bottom of the fifth. We're back after this. You're listening to Kick 106.7 as Carroll's defense will look to buckle up.
Ready to build your future close to home? At the DMAC Carroll campus, you can train for in-demand careers and live on campus, too. Our welding program offers hands-on training for high-paying, skilled trades, and our nursing program prepares you for a career caring for others when it matters most. With the Hope Hall dorms, you can live, learn, and succeed just a few miles from class. DMAC Carroll. Learn here, live here, succeed anywhere. Call us at 712-792-1755.
Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a general practice law firm that has been providing highly ethical, professional, and dedicated legal services to their clients since 1936. Bruner, Bruner, Reinhardt, and Morton is a four-attorney firm with over 100 years of combined experience. For wills, real estate, estate planning, and more, call Barry, Dave, Eric, or Jessica at 792-3480 or visit brunerlegal.com.
One Boone, you're listening to Kick 106.7. We are live in the Motor Inn broadcast booth. Bottom of the fifth underway in just a moment. Hallie Bailey, Kaylee Keel, and Olivia Garver, junior freshman, due up for the Toreadors. Infielders playing in, expecting a leadoff bunt as Bailey has a .356 batting average, 32 hits, 20 runs, 20 RBIs this season. 0-for-2 tonight, couple ground outs to infield. One to the pitcher, one to third. And she's got a 2-0 count. First two pitches missed from Hosenfeldt. Tonight's winner will play at Sergeant Bluff Luton on Saturday night in the regional semifinal for Region 6 in 4A. They have a bye. They and North Polk have the byes. Fly ball right field. And it's off the glove. Trinley Hahn, the eighth grader, couldn't hang on to it. And she'll get all the way to third. Bailey reaches on Carroll's sixth error of the night. And that 7-1 lead. And they've already got a third base runner now. Third base for Bailey. Keel up next, no outs. Keel does have five home runs this year. And at this point, any home run would end it here. Carroll down by six, trying to force a sixth inning. Cannot give up two runs. They've got the lead runner at third already, and the pitch upstairs to Keel. The left fielder is 0-for-2 tonight with a line out to third and a ground out to third. Audrey Hedrick has had her covered in this one. First and third playing up, and a strike on the pitch for Keel. It's a 1-1 count for the 349 hitter. Keela Jr. 29 hits, 13 runs, 25 RBIs with those five home runs. Second strike in there from Hosenfeld. Really pitching pretty well tonight. She's given up just six hits. Has one walk, one hit batter. Boone swept Carroll this season. 10-1 and 10-2 in a doubleheader back on June 22nd. Playing for the third time this season tonight. Infielders playing in again. And this line drive to third will go all the way back to the fence. And it'll be an RBI double. It'll score Bailey. And Keel comes all the way over to second. It'll be the seventh hit of the night for the Toreadors. And four of them have been doubles. More doubles than singles. So now she represents the game-sealing win and the run over at second right now.
Now batting number 25, with a
pitching change coming here with no outs. 8-1, Toreadors, and the Tigers are going to flip Danner and Hosenfeld. We'll step away and let Emma Danner warm up for the Carroll Tigers as they trail this one 8-1. You're listening to Kick 106.7.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
No outs for the Boone Toreadors. They lead 8-1, and the senior, Emma Danner, will take over in the circle. Kyra Hosenfeld will move to center field, and that also impacts Kyla Owen, who will move to play first base. So as Carroll's season hangs in the balance here with no outs and a runner over at second, Bailey reached on an error and then scored on an RBI double by Keel, who stands at second. They lead by seven right now. We're in the bottom of the fifth. One more run for Boone, and this one would be sealed, signed. Or what did it say? Signed, sealed, delivered. I had them backwards. And on to Sergeant Bluff Luton on Saturday. It'll be Olivia Garver, the freshman DP. She doubled in her last plate appearance, last inning. And the senior, Emma Danner, comes in and will send this one upstairs to the freshman for ball one. You're listening to Kick 106.7. We're 70 minutes into this one. At Gary Kreisman Field in Boone from the Motor Inn broadcast booth, I'm Nick Brinks as the sun's starting to pop out again from behind the clouds. Popped up towards shortstop. Looking up into that blue sky. It's hauled in by Talia Hahn. And nobody advances. Keel remains at second on that flyout to shortstop for Olivia Garver. An infield pop-up for the Toreadors for out number one. Now it's Harper Keel's turn. One for one with a run tonight. She singled and stole in the second. Toreadors have a runner at second and an 8-1 lead. Low pitch, ball one for Harper Keel. 16 hits, 13 runs, and 9 RBIs this year. As an eighth grader, she's got a .372 batting average, having played in 23 of their 30 games. Two balls, no strikes. Danner's pitch on the high side again. And that's ball three. Have not seen very many, if any, 3-0 counts tonight. I can recall maybe one early in the going. We've seen quite a few strikes tonight. A lot of balls put into play with these teams combining for 11 hits in 5 innings. Pitch from Danner on the way. And that's the first strike. So the count 3-1 to Keel. The base runner Keel, if she would score, she would be credited to Hosenfeld, who as of right now has given up 8 runs, 5 earned on 7 hits. Pitch from Danner. There's a swinging strike. And the count full now. 3 balls followed by a couple strikes for Harper Keel. Kaylee Keel is at second. She wants to come home and send Carroll back home in 5 innings. Carroll just hoping to stay put here at 8-1 to go to the sixth. High pitch played well by Bowman. That'll put runners at first and second. Not a walk. So it must not have been a 3-0 count earlier. It must have just been 2-0 followed by a couple strikes. The scoreboard led me astray. 3-2 the count now. And the pitch from Danner fouled away. It remains 3-2 as that one zips past the umpire. He takes a few steps and cools off after that one. Hallie Bailey reached on a right field error. Kaylee Keel drove her home on an RBI double. Keel stands at second now. Olivia Garver popped one up to short for out number one. Pitch downstairs, and this is behind home plate. That pitch was going to be ball four for a walk, but she swung, and Bowman cannot get to it. Didn't find it in time. I think if she saw that immediately, it probably would have been a fairly easy out. But it took too long to track that bright yellow ball down behind her, throwing her face mask off for better vision. 3-2 the count, one out for the Toreadors. They lead by seven here in the bottom of the fifth, looking for one more run to end it in the fifth. Danner in the circle, taking over here, and if this isn't caught, it's going to be over. A shot to center field, fielded by Kyra Hosenfelt, and that'll drive in the ninth run of the night for the Boone Toreadors, and they will end this one with an RBI double by Harper Keel, as this one is going to be over in five innings. Final score, 9-1. Toreadors take it. They score two in the bottom of the fifth, and Carroll's season will come to an end. They'll finish 4-27, and the finality will set in. Tears starting to flow from some of the Tigers as they walk through the line. Boone Toreadors on to Sergeant Bluff. They'll take on the Sergeant Bluff Luton Warriors at 7 o'clock on Saturday night in the regional semifinal. The top half of the bracket features North Polk with the first round bye, Storm Lake and Denison Schleswig playing tonight. And then the Tuesday regional final will determine who goes to the state tournament July 20th. Boone moves on. Carroll's season ends. Mackey Motors postgame show is next. Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 17 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. We're back in Boone after this to talk about this 9-1 Carroll loss.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
When it comes to construction, trust the team that does it right the first time. Jared Schoen Construction brings over 30 years of experience to every project, from new home construction and additions to roofs, decks, seamless gutters, and more. At Jared Schoen Construction, attention to detail isn't just important, it's a foundation of everything they do. Every project is kept clean, maintained, and completed with quality craftsmanship you can count on. For construction done right, call Jared Schoen Construction today at 712-830-5110.
I'm Jamie North with Custom Technology Solutions, the largest IT company in Carroll, supporting over 200 customers. Cyber threats are real, and most businesses never see them coming until it's too late. We'll keep your data secure and your systems running with our Managed IT Services subscription. Call CTS at 877-287-1007 for your free consultation today, or visit us on the web at carrollitsupport.com.
Carroll Glass is proud to support our local athletes and teams. As your local glass shop, Carroll Glass specializes in commercial and residential glass services. Whether it's residential or commercial glass replacement, commercial door repair, custom glass shower enclosures, or larger commercial projects, their experienced team delivers quality workmanship you can count on. Stop by Carroll Glass at 229 North Main Street in Carroll.
At Home Care Options, we know care doesn't just happen, it's a commitment. Right here in Carroll, our families, clients, and caregivers have built a community rooted in respect, dignity, and compassion. Thanks to your unwavering support, we're able to offer personalized home care, all delivered with the quality and kindness our clients deserve. To every neighbor who's trusted us with your loved ones, to every team member who shows up with heart, thank you. Your support makes an incredible impact on lives, and we don't take that for granted. Home Care Options, family caring for families.
Mackey Motors proudly supports the South Central Calhoun Titans Athletics. It's been our pleasure serving Lake City and the surrounding communities for over 50 years, with our main focus being on customer satisfaction. When you purchase a new Chevy or certified pre-owned vehicle, use the Quick Lube Express Bays, or come get service or bodywork done, always know that Mackey Motors is a member of your team every step of the way.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Welcome to the Mackey Motors postgame show, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 17 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. The Carroll Tigers fall tonight to Boone in this regional opener for a Region 6. Boone moves on with a 9-1 win, and we will recap it here shortly after we chat with one of the Tigers joining us here, sophomore Audrey Hedrick. And I don't know if any fielder tonight was as busy as you were. There was one inning where you fielded three ground balls, threw them all to first, a three-up, three-down inning. It was just that kind of night. It was a night where everything from Boone, it felt like for a while there, was headed to Boone, and you did a pretty darn nice job fielding those. Talk about a busy night for you fielding.
Well, I mean, I wasn't doing too good on the hitting end, so I knew that I had to do something on the fielding, and I've just been excited to play third all year, so I just decided that I was going to give it my all tonight, not knowing what would happen this game, and not knowing if it was the last chance to play with my seniors.
Talk about the seniors that you've got to play with. I know Danner was able to come in here and pitch the last few pitches of the game. You've still got a couple years to go, but talk about what it's been like to grow with these girls the last couple seasons. I know you guys went from one win last year to four this year. I know the stats and the schedule, you know, you're not going to look at it and say, we're happy with four wins, but all things considered, where this team was at and where they are going and the process you guys are going through right now, a lot of improvement this season.
I mean, yeah, we really did improve. We started hitting a lot better this year, and I think that the seniors in practice just really helped push everyone. All of the new eighth graders we had come in, we had about five of them. They really helped push them to get better and to hustle for every ball, and I think it really did change our team.
Boone gets the win tonight. They hit pretty well. What did you see as a batter yourself? I know as a team it looks like you guys got four hits tonight, with Bowman, Bellinghausen, Hosenfelt, and Tassel all picking up singles. What did you see from Williams? They didn't pitch their top pitcher tonight. You got to face their eighth grader, but she was still pitching pretty well.
I mean, there was a lot of, like, rise balls I was seeing, but I think that some of us were able to really adjust to it and that we'll be ready in these years to come.
Talk about a highlight. Is there anything that you'll look back on this 2026 season as that was a really fun moment, whether it be a bus ride or one of the four wins, anything that stands out from your sophomore season?
It will be that first game against Webster City where we had Talia Hahn had that winning run on that steal home.
Awesome. Well, you had a nice game fielding tonight. Audrey Hedrick, thanks so much for joining us here on our post-game show. And now that the season comes to an end, hope you've got some fun summer plans the rest of the way.
Yep.
That's Audrey Hedrick joining us here on our post-game show. We'll have more next here on KCI or on Kick 106.7, and we'll also name our Culver's Player of the Game when we return.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious. this.
Here at New Way Ford, we know how hectic your summer can get. Baseball and softball practices, swim lessons, and vacations. Let us make servicing your vehicle easy. Right now, check and see if your car's due for a service and take advantage of our no appointment needed service lane. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 in Coon Rapids. We have two lube technicians waiting to give you a full inspection and take care of your vehicle needs, no matter the brand. If you're more of a planner, you're welcome to schedule oil changes online. Let New Way Ford make one thing this summer easier for you. New Way Ford, with locations in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas, and online at newwayford.com.
Mackey Motors postgame show continues on Kick 106.7. Thanks so much for joining me in Boone tonight from Gary Kreisman Field. The night is still young when it comes to our softball coverage with the CB Sports Network. We will have Kemper at Van Meter, 3A softball on KCIM coming up around 6:45, and we'll also have 2A softball, ESAC at Ridgeview. Mason Nealand will have that game. Tried to get it in last night. Power was out after a storm went through, so I drove to Galva and back without seeing any softball. Mason Nealand gets to see that one tonight. 9-1 the final score, and we'll grab a word here with Carroll head coach Riley Ludwig as well, as the Toreadors get the victory tonight, and they will move on to take on Sergeant Bluff Luton on Saturday. Carroll baseball also at Sergeant Bluff Luton tomorrow night, and I'll have that for you on KCIM. Coach Ludwig joining us now, and early in the going, you guys were looking pretty sharp out there. Fielding-wise, I talked to Audrey. You sent her over here, I think, because she had a busy night at third. She made some really nice plays, and it would have been really cool to see that double play go through, but they said she didn't quite get the runner on the second out as she caught a nice line drive right at third. But either tonight or a season as a whole, going from one win last year to four tonight or this season, and falling here in this opener for 4A Region 6. As I said from game 1 to game 2 when I saw you guys earlier this year, and now game 2 to game 3, I've seen so much progress from you guys. I'm sure you've seen it as well.
Yes, it's been very impressive, and you know, some of those scores don't show how well we played or where our improvement was at. Even when we didn't necessarily score, we still made a lot of contact. We had a lot of kids on base. It was very, very, very impressive.
What was the biggest thing that you felt like from last year to this year, going from one to four wins? You know, one win to four, that's a huge jump.
Yeah.
And you did it with a very young team, a lot of eighth graders, including several that got a lot of playing time this year.
Yeah, we were, you know, last year we kind of started hitting the ball in the middle of the season and then maybe getting on base there towards the end. But we started off right away hitting the ball, getting on base, and we were on the side of scoring runs instead of maybe not at all. Our defense backed up our pitchers. Our pitching has improved a ton. Lots of strikeouts this year and not so many walks. So just a lot of improvement in all areas.
A 9-1 loss tonight. You played Boone three times, and all the scores were in the same ballpark. But through three innings, this was a 4-1 game. Mm-hmm. Through two, or, you know, going to the bottom of the second, it was 2-1. What were you guys what did you think, and what were you guys feeling there 1-2 innings into this one, and even after four, when you're still sitting 4-1 and it's almost anyone's ballgame?
Yeah, no, it was great, and we were right at the top of the lineup, right where we want to be going into that third, fourth inning there. And, you know, we were hitting the ball, still making contact. I think we only had one strikeout tonight, so we were pretty confident that we were going to keep getting kids on base and even scoring.
Highlight for you this season, what would you have to say? One of the wins, a bus ride, anything stick out for you as when you look back on the memory bank, this 2026 summer and this softball season and team, anything in particular that will be up on the top of the pedestal?
Oh, gosh, there's a lot. I think, you know, our scores in some of these games don't necessarily show how well we've played. That first game, though, getting that win, being 1-0, and it was a close game, and, you know, we never make it easy. And then a lot of our wins have been close games, and it just shows that they don't give up. And these two seniors have done a lot for this program. I mean, they're showing up every day, pushing the rest of the girls, and you can just tell how much they want it. Emma and Talia, they worked hard the last 5 years, and it shows. This season would not have been the same without those two. So we're definitely going to miss that a little bit, and I think they're definitely going to miss softball. So
those two seniors graduate. You had a lot of eighth graders this year, very young overall. Do you expect to see much the same next year as far as the girls that are coming out and hopefully some fresh faces as well?
yeah, I think with this season, you know, you could see that they were having fun out there, and sometimes that's the biggest thing. So I think they'll all come back, and we just keep getting better from here. So.
Well, I appreciate your time. Thanks for all the chats this season, and enjoy that one last bus ride back to Carroll.
Thank you.
That is Riley Ludwig of the Carroll Tigers as they fall in this one to Boone 9-1. We'll look at the numbers and name our Culver's player of the game when we come back. We're live in Boone on Kick 106.7.
Beat the summer heat and make your July extraordinary with the Market on 30. Fire up the grill for sizzling summer feast. We have all the grilling essentials you need, from premium cuts of meat to an assortment of marinades, rubs, and sauces. When the temperature rises, there's nothing better than a cool, refreshing treat. We have many of your frozen favorites. And fill your pantry with the best summer snacking staples, perfect for lazy afternoons or impromptu gatherings. Stock up at the Market on 30 and keep the summer vibes going strong in the BP Plaza.
Motor in broadcast booth to wrap up our coverage of Carroll softball this season on Kick 106.7. They fall in Boone tonight in this 4A Region 6 first-round matchup. The Toreadors take it 9-1, and they go 3-0 over the Tigers this year, 9-1, 10-2, and 10-1, including that doubleheader back on June 22nd. So the Toreadors are headed to Sergeant Bluff in a regional semifinal coming up on Saturday at 7 o'clock. Winners on Saturday will move to the regional final round on Tuesday. And again, Fort Dodge, the state tournament, new format this year, double elimination, gets underway on July 20th. Before we recap this one for you, again, don't forget tomorrow night on KCIM, I will have Carroll Baseball at Sergeant Bluff Luton as the Tigers begin their 3A Substate 1 quarterfinal. Our game went an hour 12 tonight. As the Boone Toreadors move to 15-15, Carroll finishes their year 4-27. Outscored 9-1, Boone outhits Carroll tonight 8-4. Tigers did commit 6 errors and left 4 runners on base, 1 in scoring position. Boone with 3 base runners stranded tonight, all in scoring position. And all of the scoring tonight for the Toreadors, 2 in the first, 2 in the second, 3 runs in the fourth, and 2 game-sealing runs scored in the fifth. Carroll got their lone run of the night back in the second inning, and it was Kylie Bellinghausen scoring thanks to a Taylin Tassel hit. She had an RBI single. Bellinghausen, the lone run for the Tigers. Hits for Carroll tonight from Bailey Bowman, Kyra Hosenfelt, Taylin Tassel, and Kylie Bowman. Steals, I have Bellinghausen with 1. And a couple walks tonight, Trinley Hahn with 1, Kylie Bellinghausen with 1. Let's name our Culver's player of the game, and I know she had a really nice night defensively. Audrey Hedrick from third base, she was certainly in contention to be our Culver's player of the game. It was a good chat with her earlier. In a postseason game, our freshman second baseman, Kylie Bellinghausen, is going to be our Culver's player of the game. She gets the lone run for the Tigers tonight, finishing 1-for-1. Also has their only steal and had a nice play or two at second base tonight as well for the Tigers. For the Boone Toreadors, Haley Bingham and Harper Keel, each with a couple hits. RBIs tonight for Brooke Wisebrode, Kaylee Keel, Harper Keel, and Tenley Williams. Abigail Liu scores a couple runs, and 5 girls scored the other 5. That will just about do it for our Mackey Motors postgame show tonight. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City and online at MackeyMotors.com. Again, your Culver's player of the game, that is Kylie Bellinghausen for the Tigers. Culver's celebrating 41 years in business and 14 years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. Boone's on to the regional semifinal at Sergeant Bluff on Saturday. Good luck to the Toreadors. And I will be there as well tomorrow night for Carroll Baseball on KCIM. Tonight's broadcast has been a production of the CB Sports Network on Kick 106.7. Don't forget, Kemper softball coming up at 7 on KCIM. They're at Van Meter. Jeff Blankman has the broadcast. And on KKRL, ESAC is at Ridgeview, a makeup softball game from last night. Storms moved through when I got there about 5:15 for a 6 o'clock game. Rained for about an hour. They got the field ready, but the power was out. Whole town lost power, and they didn't get it back on, so they had to play tonight. Mason Nealand, he'll have that broadcast at 7 o'clock. I'm Nick Brink. So long from Boone. Thanks for listening, and have a good night.
New hit country, Kick 106.7.
Hey everyone, I have some news.
I love it because you can take it wherever you go.
Download the Carroll Broadcasting app.